progresses from one stage to another in a massive manner.
To make sureties of his headache or partaking overtly transactionalist type behaviour modifications. I do believe, however, that when all is said and done, it is better for me to invent my own syntactical arrangements than to indulge in such misinforms as when all is said and done. When such a thing is not only untrue, there is still absence. There is still absence. But also to be dreaded that any time when back looking all one sees is children playing marbles and forward stretches this vast cold reach of lifeless black waiting. Sorry, it's wrong of me of course to call this writing in any but the broader sense, more the arrangement of curves and axes, plural. Something to do, comfort in the smallest motion of the fingers guiding the pen whilst the wrist drags across the paper like a cosmological bulldozer flattening urban space, clearing it for a delicate reconstruction through sound, a sonic scape to be rectified here.
Has he left? Again?
By all accounts, the libraries are ledgers neatly divided into profit and loss, fiction and factions, and none but fools to claim to know the difference. Where is she, the sounds of that movement of air over his tongue and through his shattered teeth. Where is she? The sounds of that mere movement of air over his tongue and through his shattered teeth. He knows where she is. 6 feet deep down, swimming with the fishies, limpid pools her eyes. The fright has left them now, at least. Something to do, lift this breath and let it go, and then again keep a journal, said the gnome, but all that came was apologies to the pen, to the paper, to the words themselves for their misuse, misusings, musings. Make a note each time the I becomes a he again, he said, and then you'll know to look for that from which you hide. I hide from fishy fish, he said, from being. I am not a being, her absence is my being. It is easy to say that the subject is deserted in my place.